We all want inbound inquiries. Let's face it, they're cheaper, quicker, more likely to convert than external outbound lead generation might be. And if you get your marketing right, clearly you should gain, you know, inbound inquiries from various different sources. And typically, therefore, they tend to be a lower cost of acquisition, and with a bit of luck, as I said, will convert more readily because theoretically they're in the market for your kind of services or products. The problem is that's not the full story. Clearly, your marketing needs to work pretty hard if you want to drive inbound leads that are quality opportunities. Now, they may arrive through pay-per-click, Google activity, traditional advertising perhaps, maybe exhibitions, perhaps even completion of online forms as a result of email marketing or social activity that drives people to a landing page, maybe customer referrals, and there are lots of other methods of marketing that could perhaps push inbound leads to your door. And really, they are the lifeblood of most businesses, but often prospects can contact several different potential service providers. They don't just knock at your door. And that's very much the case where an inquiry is driven from an online source. The interest for a particular type of service or product, perhaps, typically, you know, an online form is completed and they contact lots of different companies, fill out lots of different forms at the same time. And then they wait for responses. And then the exercise ultimately becomes a bit of a beauty parade, and the type and speed of response that you give to that inquiry becomes crucial. Perhaps the early bird catches the worm. So really, in principle, dealing with them quickly and effectively is essential. And the problem is that that doesn't always happen. In lots of businesses, the day job takes over. Resources are stretched, managers are busy, telemarketers aren't available, they're dealing with other things. And some companies ultimately don't have a dedicated sales team to pick up those inquiries. And as a result, they can take a back seat and get lost. And equally, despite the apparent warmth and interest, prospects aren't always available when you do call. They're in meetings, they're on voicemail, they're away from their desk, whatever. So it doesn't necessarily follow that an inbound lead translates quickly into what we'd call a warm lead. As a consequence, those that receive the lead need to be on their game. They need to grab it quickly. They need to get to the prospect immediately if they can. And if they can't get hold of them, it's about persistence. They can't let it slip, because in business development terms, it's exactly as I said, the early bird catches the worm. And following up swiftly demonstrates your capabilities. It shows you care, it shows you want their business, and it enhances your credibility. The problem generally is there's a lot of dross when it comes to inbound. You need to sort the wheat from the chaff. You need to profile the leads to build the sales pipeline. And if you do get, if you're lucky enough to get a substantial number of inquiries, they need to be managed carefully to make sure they come to fruition. That's why sometimes, in some cases, using an external resource like an agency to follow up and manage those leads ensures you don't drop the ball and that you do build the pipeline. And the key thing is ultimately to get those demos booked, those sales appointments, or whatever outcome you're looking for. And the qualification process is therefore pretty important, to have a consistent flow of leads based on answers to key questions that you need. Hopefully you can get that via the landing page, but that's not always the case. So ultimately, if you do want to drive more inquiries to your sales team, looking externally may help. For example, no internal overhead, the ability to deploy your internal staff to more productive tasks. That way you don't lose the opportunities. Getting instant responses that can be even hotkeyed to the most appropriate salesperson. And profiling the leads so you don't waste time on tire kickers. So ultimately, if you do want to have some help with inbound lead generation and following that through, just give GSA a call.